No idea.
Mm-hmm. And to ask about somebody's health as a greeting, you might say.
How have you been doing?
All right. And when you're introduced to a stranger, you might say.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to somebody on the 25th of December?
Merry Christmas.
Is there anything else you might say? Maybe the first thing on Christmas morning?
Good morning.
Do you ever say Christmas gift? Does anybody in your family say that? Some people say that just as a greeting. They don't really mean they want a present. What would you say on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Okay. And if you would might say, I have to go downtown tomorrow to do some...
shopping.
Mm-hmm. And if you bought something, the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and...
wrap it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you...
unwrap it.
Okay. And if he had to sell it for less than he paid for it, he'd be selling it at a...
bargain.
All right. Is there another way you might... It's a bargain to you, but for him it's a...
wholesale.
L-O-S-S. How do you say that? You sold it at...
loss.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw something that you really liked, but you didn't have enough money, you'd say, I'd really like to have that car, but it...
costs too much.
Good. And on the first of the month, the bill is...
rent.
Meaning you have to pay it. It's... or in school, you might say, next week my paper is...
due.
Mm-hmm. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay.
Dues.
And if you had no money, you'd have to go to a bank and try to...
get a loan.
And then you'd say, I'm going to blank some money.
Oh, some money. Get some money.
A word beginning with a B, meaning what you do.
Buy some...
I don't think you buy money. I never heard. Well, you can if you're buying currency from another country. That's buying money. But if you go to, if you get a loan, you say you're going to do what? Borrow. Mm-hmm. And if the banker was refusing you, he said, well, I'm sorry, but money is...
too short.
Okay.
Have enough.
Or there's an old expression, blank as hen's teeth. Did you ever hear that?
No.
I think that one's before your time. Or if there used to be a lot of fish in a certain creek and they're not anymore, you say the fish are really getting...
shallow. None.
How about scarce? Do you know that word?
Yeah, scarce.
Okay. And if you might go to the springboard and blank in the water.
Dive.
All right. Yesterday he...
dove.
And he has...
dive.
Okay. And if you dived in and you landed flat and it hurt, that's a what?
Belly bust.
Good. And if you got down on the ground, you put your head down and rolled over, that's a...
flip.
Okay. Do you know the word somerset or somersault or tumble set or anything like that?
Tumble.
Is that?
A somersault.
Is that the same thing as a flip?
Yes, you do it on your hand.
On your
somersault.
A somersault. A flip is that when you're down on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somersault, you do it on your hand.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. If you wanted to get across the river, you would dive in and...
swim.
And yesterday he...
swam.
And he has...
swim.
And if he didn't know how to swim, he might...
drown.
And yesterday he...
drown.
And he has...
drown.
Okay. There used to be an old custom, I don't really think they do it in Atlanta, but when you buy something or you paid your bill, the storekeeper might give you a little something extra, and he'd say that's for...
good luck. Shopping.
Well, he'd say, this here's a little...
token.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word lanyap? I wouldn't think so. That's in Louisiana where they say that. What does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw something up a tree and you wanted to get a close look, you'd have to...
climb.
So yesterday you...
climb.
And you have...
climb.
Okay. And in church, she might go up to the altar and...
kneel.
Mm-hmm. So in the past, she...
kneel.
Okay. And if you were really tired, you might say, I'm going to go over to the sofa and...